Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 12 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. Our whole topic is about worship today. Specifically, we'll look at the subtopic of Every Day I Will Bless You. Warren Wiersbe said, "We don't go to church to praise God. We bring our praises with us. The worship service isn't an interruption of our praise. It's a continuation and augmentation of our praise as we join hearts and voices with other believers." J.I. Packer said, "We need to discover all over again that worship is as natural to the Christian as it was to the godly Israelites who wrote the Psalms, and that the habit of celebrating the greatness and graciousness of God yields an endless flow of thankfulness, joy, and zeal." And here's our text for today from Psalm 145, 1 and 2. "I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever." Wow. Now let's look at what this can mean. Psalm 145 is the last psalm written by David in the book of Psalms. It is also the only psalm given the title A Psalm of Praise. It's 21 verses. David mentions several attributes of God that are worthy of praise. Here are a few. Verse 3, God's greatness. Verse 5, God's glorious splendor and wondrous works. Verse 6, God's mighty, awesome deeds. Verse 7, God's abundant goodness and righteousness. Psalms 8 and 9, God's grace, mercy, and steadfast love. Verse 11, God's glory and power. Verse 17, God's righteousness and kindness. And verse 20, God's providential care. Now, while David gives many reasons why we should praise the Lord, he starts his psalm telling us that we should praise him in verses 1 and 2. David proclaims that he will praise the Lord forever. In verse 2, David declares that he will also praise God daily. Warren Wiersbe shares the following comments on these verses. "In heaven, we shall praise the Lord forever and forever, and now is the time to prepare as we praise him from day to day. No matter how dark and difficult the day may be, there's always something for which we can praise the Lord, even if it is only the situation is not always this bad. Our universe operates a day at a time as the heavenly bodies move in orbit around the sun. And we're foolish to try to live 2 days at a time. Deuteronomy 33:25 tells us, as your days, so shall your strength be. Some of that strength comes from praising and thanking the Lord." Having been profoundly impacted by Wiersbe's thoughts, I've often challenged the people of God with this statement. We don't just come to church to worship. We bring our worship to church. Worshiping God is not something we only do when we get together for church on Sunday. You don't just turn on worship one day a week when you walk into the sanctuary, like you turn on a light switch when you walk into a room. Since our God is always present, we should worship him every day. Since he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, our opportunities to worship him never change. Since his attributes are endless, we will never run out of reasons to praise him. He is worthy of continual praise. When you read the book of Psalms, you can't help but notice how consistently the psalmist praises the Lord. The next few scriptures will give you a glimpse of how we should praise the Lord continually and forever. Psalm 34:1. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Psalm 35:28. Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Psalm 71:8. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Psalm 71:14. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. You see, worship is a regular and ongoing response to God that involves daily practice and deep passion. It is a natural response of every believer if God is truly the love of our lives. Now, here are three questions to help us really nail this down in our own hearts. How would you answer this? Number one, have you relegated worship to a one-day-a-week event? How can you praise Him regularly throughout the week and then bring your praise with you to His sanctuary on Sunday? Number two, how does private worship impact your public worship? And number three, make Psalm 145, 1 and 2 your daily proclamation and commitment to God. Then find one reason every day to praise Him for who He is and what He has done. You will never run out of reasons to praise Him. And let us pray. Oh God, thank you for worship, and may worship be for us not just what we do in a sanctuary on a day of the week, but how we live our lives every day. And may we carry our worship of you with us in everything that we do every day. I pray in your awesome name. Amen.